It's springtime, also Passover this week and Easter on Sunday, high holidays that celebrate renewal and hope. Familiar themes to the people of Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. They have been rebuilding their town since Hurricane Katrina put almost all of it underwater. Joining us now from Bay St. Louis is Reverend Sebastian Myladiel of St. Rose de Lima Church to talk about what he will say to his Catholic congregation on Easter Sunday. And welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about your church.
St. Rose de Lima Catholic Church was established in 1926 to cater to the sacramental needs of the African Americans. Now the church has become a very multiracial congregation, welcoming all people, and we have about 425 families at this time. Since the storm, we did experience some wind damage, but one of the big blessings was that we did not have any flood damage. And so immediately after Katrina, we were able to get back to our feet and minister to the needs of the people.
And what will you say this Sunday? What will you tell your 425 families?
Katrina almost brought an end of the familiar world for our people down here. Looking around, all that they could see was destruction, death. All that they could see was uncertainty. So just as the resurrection brought in new hope and new life, we are also seeing now new hope and new life, that God is capable of transforming the apparent triumph of evil into something good, and that we are witnessing that resurrection in our lives at this time, every day, due to the fact that so many people of goodwill, so many groups, church groups, civic groups, schools, colleges, all reaching out to us. And for us, that is a sign of God's act of love, God's goodness, and there we witness resurrection.
You talked about the evil of Katrina. Do you believe that was evil, the hurricane?
I mean, anything that leads to destruction, we can categorically say it as evil. Okay, not necessarily evil in terms of a phenomenon of good as against evil.
What do you say to someone who comes to you, a congregant who comes to you, who has lost everything and who hasn't yet been able to move into a new home or rebuild his or her old home, and who is devastated and who has difficulty being optimistic and finding hope? What do you say to that person?
We found that in the beginning, all the more, at first, people were all in a desperate stage. Now, having seen the sign of hope and having experienced, you know, goodness happening around us, always, of course, individual situations are different, but in talking to them, we'll see what is the utmost need that they are faced with. What is that actually weigh them down? And in what way we can connect them to the groups that are around us in the church or people who are able to give them the strength in form of counseling and so on and so forth, and help them, you know, realize in themselves a sense of hope, a sense of optimism.
Reverend Sebastian Myladiel is the pastor of the St. Rose de Lima Catholic Church in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. He spoke to us from the church. Thank you very much, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too.
And this is a recording of the Gospel Choir from the St. Rose de Lima Church, thanks to our colleague, Noah Adams.